9 Midway survivors were honored yesterday in a ceremony at the U.S. Navy Memorial in Washington, D.C. A Navy band played This Is My Country. Jack Crawford remembers nearly every detail of the moment that he, then a young naval officer, jumped off the deck of the crippled USS Yorktown. And he agreed to test whether future generations will remember those details, too.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there, good.
Jack Crawford.
Hi, Jeff.
Nice to meet you.
Mike Day, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And who are these young gentlemen?
I'm Jared.
And you?
Jordan.
Nice to meet you. And you?
Joel.
Boy, three really terrific youngsters.
The Day family had just arrived in Washington. They drove in the family van from Cold Spring, Kentucky, and happened upon the midway ceremony after finding a parking space nearby. Jack Crawford sat down with them at our request, and then he tried to make his decades-old story stick for the three Day boys, age 13, 10, and 7.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
A baseball player, I
guess. Baseball player. Wow, that's great. My son is a great athlete. He played a game that probably you never saw, lacrosse. Played three national championship games, but he teaches history. And he does not like me to introduce him as a lacrosse coach. He said, Dad, I'm a history teacher first. And so I looked at his history books on American history, and do you know how many lines they have in his 1,000-page history book on the Battle of Midway? About this much. That's wrong. You studied history? You know about Lexington and Concord, don't you?
What?
Lexington and Concord in the Revolutionary War? You know
no.
about Gettysburg at the Civil War, okay?
About Gettysburg,
well,
yeah.
This is Midway is just as important for the survival of our country, just as decisive a battle as the Battle of Gettysburg was. Let me take a piece of paper here. Make believe that this is the deck of an aircraft carrier, okay? Now, what happened?
Jack Crawford told the boys how his ship was bombed, how he jumped into a sea full of boat fuel, how he was scared of sharks, how he was rescued by a U.S. destroyer ship. Then it was time to say goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, did you all get a program? I got more of them. I'll sign one for everybody. To the Day family. Wonderful group from Kentucky. Jack Crawford, Captain, U.S. Navy, retired. If you have any questions about anything, especially about the Navy, you write me a letter, okay? Or if you're too busy to write, I'll give you my telephone number.
That was Jack Crawford, one survivor of the Battle of Midway. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.